Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Go back in time to something that you really wanted when you were a child. And you were denied. You were told that no, you couldn't have it. Because this is going to be really important for why it can be still a challenge for you to get your goals, or once you get them, to keep them, or once you get them and keep them, to feel fulfilled and satisfied with them. So think about something you really wanted as a child, and then the denial that happened around that, because it set up something very important known as a heuristic. And a heuristic is simply a fancy word for a subconscious shortcut. Now, what's your subconscious? Your subconscious is the part of your mind that runs all of your habits and patterns. And success, failure, getting what you want, keeping what you want, and being happy and joyful with what you've got. Well, all of those are habits and patterns. So a heuristic is a shortcut that the subconscious learned. And what it does is it helps you to find just adequate answers to difficult problems. In other words, it makes the complex as simple as possible. But then therein lies the challenge, because for children, well, they don't understand that when they're told no on something, that there's probably a lot of different reasons for it. Nope, that's not what the mind does. It says, give us a shortcut. And so there are four steps to the shortcut when you're told no on something. Number one, what should you remember? So it's what is important about the situation. And in this situation, what was important is that you were told no. Then step number two, as little detail as possible, but instead emotion. What emotions were you feeling? Then step three, what was the meaning around those emotions about you? Did you feel like you weren't good enough? Did you feel like everybody else always gets what they want, but not you, that you have to settle for what's left over? And then step number four, this is how life will be. So try to avoid asking for these types of things, because you're going to get a no. And now we have a process in place that whenever you move towards a goal that is similar to what you were looking for back then, no, not asking for a pony, but instead going, you know what? I'd really enjoy that. I'd really enjoy that vacation. I'd really enjoy that outing with friends. Whatever the pony meant to you as far as emotions, well, now, when you go after a goal that has similar emotions, the answer is no. And because it was a difficult problem made to be just adequate, the easiest answer is because you're not good enough. So what is it that you need to do? You need to be able to flip those emotions. By the way, you want assistance with this? Go to drewdawnferguson.com/2021, because you are going to see how to start putting the fun and fulfillment and joy and passion and excitement back into your goal getting. because the subconscious mind must experience emotions for it to run properly. But it goes by a law, like creates like. And if you're going off the emotional energy of no, which is what you learned when you were a child, then whenever you go after your goals today, that emotional energy of no is going to try to stop your progress. It's going to try to slow you down. And then it's going to tell you, well, yeah, you got it, but you're not going to be able to keep it or be happy with it, because the answer is no. Let's turn those denials into dreams, into reality. DrewDawnFerguson.com/2021.
What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible, well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to DawnLandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.